You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. Private Risk Capital, which has stayed out of the highway sector since 2014, is finally returning to the sector. This follows the government's efforts to raise the comfort level of investors in the latest set of amendments to the Model Concession Agreement, MCA. The changes in MCA provide for liberal construction support for projects, allowing borrowing from non-bank lenders and enhanced compensation if the tariff projections are not met. It also has buyback provisions by the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, in certain conditions and enhanced liability by the government agency if the contract is terminated. However, the industry is waiting for more lucrative projects to come their way. Moving on, HDFC Bank is aiming to lower its credit deposit CD ratio from 104% as quickly as possible, said MD and CEO Shashidhar Jagdishan in an analyst call. Quote, "We have not received any regulatory prescription from the Reserve Bank of India, but the thought process is that we will try and get this done, lower CD ratio as quickly as possible and still maintain the objective of profitable growth," unquote, he said in an analyst call post the bank's June quarter results. The country's largest private bank's overall advances grew at 53% year-on-year, YOY, to Rs. 24.86 trillion, whereas deposits grew 24% to Rs. 23.79 million in the June quarter, thereby leading to credit exceeding deposit growth. Sequentially, deposits growth fell 7%. In other news, amid acrimony between the ruling dispensation and the opposition parties, the budget session of Parliament commencing on Monday will take up 5 bills for consideration and passing, but not any major economic legislation. The budget session between July 22nd and August 12th will have a total of 16 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in Parliament on Monday. The Union Budget for 2024-25 will be presented on July 23rd. 5 bills have been listed for introduction, consideration and passing during the session, excluding the Finance Bill 2024. The Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 seeks to bring clarity and convergence in the rules of different organizations working on disaster management, according to PRS Legislative. Meanwhile, Quant Mutual Fund is set to lower the base total expense ratio for 11 of its schemes by up to 12% effective July 25th in a bid to boost the investor confidence as the company is facing a SEBI probe with regard to alleged front-running activities. The fund house will lower the total expense ratio for some of its biggest schemes: Quant Active Fund, Quant Mid Cap Fund, Quant Large Cap Fund, Quant Value Fund, Quant Multi-Asset Fund and Quant Manufacturing Fund, according to an email sent to its investors. After the proposed changes, the base total expense ratio of Quant Active Fund and Quant Mid-Cap Fund will be 0.47%, compared with 0.51% at present. Up next, Reliance Retail, the country's largest organized retailer, has added 30 Metro cash and carry outlets in the April-June quarter as the company rapidly expands the footprint of the organized wholesaler. Metro cash and carry, a part of the grocery, new commerce or B2B division, was acquired for Rs. 2,850 crore in December 2022. With 31 outlets in 21 cities. It now has over 200 stores in 180 cities, the company said in its latest investor presentation. B2B customers, mainly kiranas, merchants and small retailers, can use Metro B2B app or visit stores to place orders. Industry sources said Metro Cash & Carry's customer base has crossed the 4 million mark, according to sources in the know. Moving on, Kotak Mahindra Bank is planning to increase its branch count by 80%, to around 3,500 in the next 5 years, as the lenders look to expand presence across the country. The country's fourth largest lender plans to add approximately 1,500 branches to its current network, which currently stands at around 1,965. The lender added 168 branches in the previous financial year and aims to open 200 to 250 branches annually over the next 5 years. The bank will add up to 200 branches in the current fiscal, around 20% higher than fresh branch additions in 2023-24. The total branch count stood at 1,940. As on March 31st this year, around 45% of branches are located in metros. Lastly, let's take a look at the key stocks for today. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a negative opening on Monday. GIFT Nifty traded down by 117.50 points or 0.48% at 24,416.50, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Monday. Previously on Friday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 269.95 points. Or 1.09% to settle at 24,530.90, while the BSE Sensex fell 738.81 points, or 0.91% to 80,604.65. Here's a look at the key stocks to watch and trade: Reliance Industries, HDFC Bank, Wipro, Kotak Mahindra Bank, IRCTC, Vedanta, ONGC, JSW Infra. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.